You know the world of eyeglasses is heading online, and you know you need an e-commerce store. You have either implemented one, or you're ignoring it, or you're in limbo because you're not really sure. We're going to make it very clear on this episode with Jen Denham why you need an e-commerce store now, why pre-shopping is the main feature you need, because patients aren't just going to your website and buying things online and shipping it to their house with their Rx. They simply want to view your inventory before they come in for their routine eye exams, and that's why you need an e-commerce store, and we'll clarify that here.
Welcome to Eyetrepreneur, the podcast for Wizards of Eyes. I'm Dr. Raymond Brill with my co-host,
Perry Brill, and we're here to bring you stories about Wizards of Eyes. Yes, what is a wizard, Dr. Brill?
These are folks that you may have heard about, may not have heard about. These are people who are actually very successful in doing what they do in all aspects of eye care.
We're not talking to self-proclaimed industry geniuses, experts, masters, or gurus, because we're talking to Wizards of Eyes that make it happen each and every day.
They are out there working every day in the labs, on the road, in the practices, in surgery suites, making lenses, making frames.
Yes, we want to hear these back-of-the-house stories about innovation, entrepreneurship, and make you feel excited to do what you do.
We want you to be energized about the whole eye care field. And this is not your big optical program. This is done out of the passion of our hearts.
Please go ahead and subscribe to Eyetrepreneur, the podcast for Wizards of Eyes on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, or your favorite app. Also, visit Eyetrepreneur.com, where you'll find our latest blogs and special video content. That's www.eyetrepreneur.com.
It's a really interesting age in e-commerce right now. And I'll tell you why it's interesting, because I just bought my second car on the internet. The first one was a Model 3 Tesla, which was super easy to buy because there was no negotiation. And then I actually just sold that car because there was a chip shortage and I wanted to make a quick $10,000. So I think this is an interesting time in just the world, in that we can buy something as expensive as a car down to a pair of glasses online for $10, all online. Yet we are not selling online in optometry practices. And one of the main reasons is there's a complexity of inventory. We have just thousands of SKUs and colors and rotating inventory. And then we have also the intricacy and complexity of dealing with individual people's RXs and medical conditions. Therefore, off-the-shelf solutions like WooCommerce and Shopify have not made it easy for us to extend our offices outside of the four walls. So we have Jen Denham here. She is Director of Growth, Marketing, and Optify. And she is not from the industry and is going to give her outside perspective on e-commerce in general and connection with our patients and how to do that more than once a year. So welcome to the podcast, Jen.
Hey, Perry. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks so much. And we've connected a lot over the past year, done webinars, and I think we've developed a pretty good bonding. So Jen, I got to tell you, buying a car online, it's been super easy. Like literally pick my options, DocuSign, send it in. They're going to come pick up my old car and deliver my new car and I can stay in my pajamas. Is that what e-commerce for optical is kind of going to look like soon? Or is it here?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's here. It's been here. Our co-founder, Wes Goddard, likes to say that, you know, this isn't anything new. People have been buying books online since the gentleman that just went to the moon started that company. So it's really just kind of how is it playing to this industry? And I think if you think about e-commerce and you think about, you know, our digital age that we live in, there's really two reasons why we got there. And then also why, like with the last couple of years, you know, during shutdown, why it kind of fast forwarded probably where it was going to be in the next few years. And it's really because of connection and then convenience, right? So our social media platforms give us that connection we want to feel. And then the convenience is really where businesses have looked and said, you know, in the digital age, how can I be more convenient? How can I be in front of my ideal clients more? I think the tried and true, you know, message of marketing or goal of marketing has always been, you know, where are the people that I want to connect with? Where are they? Whether that's marketing on a billboard or at the Macy's Day Parade or, you know, on Instagram, like where is everyone's attention and how can I get a piece of that? And so I think that's where, you know, marketing and e-commerce has really become so strong in the last 2 years because we all on a deeper level had to kind of out of necessity use, you know, the conveniences that businesses put in place, where that's scanning a QR code for a menu or shopping for groceries online. And it's just really exciting coming, not necessarily from the optical industry and medical industry, but really exciting to see how that's playing out here in this industry specifically on those two pillars of connection and convenience.
Right. And I think, you know, e-commerce, if we go back, let's just go back 5 years. If you were to order from your local Chinese restaurant takeout, they have been, we don't see it as e-commerce, but when you order delivery from your local Chinese takeout online, that is e-commerce. And so here we are 2021, and we still don't have that option for our businesses. It's just ridiculous. And so if we, you know, the point of e-commerce is to grow our businesses, right? I think, you know, Wes said this best when I talked to him last. He's like, it is a duty of any business to grow. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. And if you're dying, you're going to have to fire staff and cut costs. And that's just not good for anybody. And I think I even read today, inflation's at the highest it's ever been in years.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, when you're a business, and again, Wes and I leaning more towards the business growth and, you know, strategies to grow business and revenue. And our other co-founder, Dave, is very, has a lot of experience in the optical industry. And that's why I kind of feel like we're a dream team over here. And then our CTO, Nick, too, and our other members of Optify are really trying to bring together like this really easy, simple tool where you're going to bring in what you have with your patient relationships and put it in an e-commerce digital place, which is like so relevant in what you need to do right now. But you're right. The consumers, in this case, your patients, have done this in every other industry, whether it's scanning QR code, looking at the menu before you go in, looking at Nordstrom's, looking at barbecues online before you go to Home Depot. And because of proximity, you're just going to go there. So interacting with inventory has really been a no-brainer for other business owners that hold inventory. So we're just really excited to have a tool to bring to this industry, but we really need to, you know, dig in and explain the why behind it and why this is e-commerce is even more of a powerful tool for these independent practices than some other businesses that are just, you know, trying to sell inventory.
Right. So I think number one, as a healthcare profession, we have this prized data, and the data is our patients' addresses, their emails, and cell phone numbers. I think, would you say that's number one?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, can you imagine?
We don't even have to pay for it. They just give it to us for free.
I know, it's amazing. So, I mean, can you imagine if you started a business, right? You start a business, you buy all this inventory, you open your location, you hire your staff, you do all of that. And then you're like, all right, let's go to work. Let's market and do events and get all this information versus, you know, what these practices are sitting on, which is you have years and years, or even if you've been uphill for a few months or 30 years, you have so much patient data. We all know that this day and age, data is worth its weight in gold or whatever's more valuable than gold at this point in Bitcoin. So, I mean, you literally don't understand the patient data that you're sitting on and how valuable that is to unlock and really get those patients buying from you because they do see you as their medical professional.
This is a problem of the industry. There's a lot of web marketing companies out there and they say, hey, we have these great email templates. You know, it's going to come with your phone service we provide you and your reminders. We're going to give you these great emails. Just send some email about diabetes this month and the next one about blue light. And that's fantastic. The problem is that's not doing anything to create revenue in your practice. And trust me, no one's reading your email about blue light. They want to shop. We all want to shop and buy something.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, these practices, again, have what other businesses don't. They already have that know, like, and trust. You've already done the hardest thing a business owner has had to do. You got a body to walk in the door.
Yeah.
And so you, in a sense, deserve all of their purchases that they make, right? You deserve to have the highest possible capture rate and second pair and, you know, all of those things. Because again, you've done what every goal of marketing is. You've grown that know, like, and trust on a local level. You probably sponsor their kids' baseball team. You know their husband's name. It's an insanely valuable relationship that you can unlock by extending your inventory outside the four walls of your practice.
Right. Okay. So let's just talk about kind of the intricacy of Optify. That's the name of the e-commerce software. Why is Optify really an optometrist, you know, best friend or maybe third arm? And not from, you know, a sales perspective, but just allowing these practices who have rent and they have employees, why is building e-commerce onto your existing site probably the most important decision you can make towards the end of 2021 here and moving in to 2022?
Right. Well, if you think about it and you didn't know anything about Optify, you'd probably be thinking in your mind right now, this girl's insane, right? This means I'm going to have to take pictures of hundreds of frames and hire staff to manage my inventory and send out marketing about our e-commerce store. Your brain starts moving in kind of like that Shopify direction of managing an entire business adjacent to your practice. And that's really where Optify comes in and becomes, like you said, a dream or a third arm to a practice because everything is set up for you. So we white glove onboarding, we connect to your current website, we upload, you know, all of your inventory. We're partnered with Frames Data. So we have, you know, the largest industry database there. And then this actually becomes a tool.
And I'm going to mention something, your frames, if you have some fancy frame lines, independent lines,
yeah,
and they're not in Frames Data, that's okay. Like you guys can still get those frame images pretty easy.
Yeah, absolutely. But like, I mean, even if, you know, you design your own frame line and you're like, hey, I can't get this up or I don't have images of it. I mean, you wouldn't not, like, let's say you owned a car dealership. You wouldn't not put your cars online just because two of the cars can't be shown, right? Like, it's not.
Yeah, they're like exotic European Aston Martins from like the 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get the pictures.
Yeah, I mean, you'd still, yeah. So again, you know, this becomes a tool for really the optical staff because most of the practices that we talk to, a large portion of their revenue that, you know, keeps the lights on and everyone paid is from optical sales. And when we think about that capture rate, that's really where the optical staff has their hands on that big source of revenue. And do they have tools that helps them increase that capture rate as high as it could be, right? Do they have tools like we have with Optify where we empower your patients to pre-shop? Huge, powerful behavior.
So we have this antiquated handoff that occurs, and that's still a very vital part of optical sales. But Jen, you know, Optify developed something allowing patients to pre-shop because we have to be planting our little optical seeds all across the internet and in people's phones and in their emails. And that's truly how we kind of build some awareness of what we have in our stores. Because I think it's crazy that we almost try to like hide our inventory and our opticals. Like, no, don't look at it. Don't look at it. But now we're trying to get to the point where like, no, please look at it. And people are even self-conscious. They're like, well, my Ray-Ban is 250 and on Ray-Ban.com, it's 200. And they're just going to want to go to Ray-Ban.com. But I think that is the complete opposite thinking. So tell us about pre-shop and why that can really benefit practices.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we're thinking about, you know, modernizing the practice and really getting to that digital age with convenience and connection, putting your inventory online is really like step one, right? Step one, putting it online where, you know, people can look at what I have on the four walls of my practice. Then on top of that, right, we're going to put in some super powerful, you know, marketing flows to get your patients engaging with that inventory before they come in, you know, if they walk out and then for second pair 3 weeks later, which is, you know, an industry best practice. So how we do that is super powerful, right? This handoff from the medical experience that they have in the exam room to now this retail experience they have with optical. And again, optical having their hands on, you know, if not the biggest, one of the biggest sources of revenue for that practice. So at home, Perry, let's say you have an exam in 2 days, you're going to get an email that says, hey, Perry, we're looking forward to seeing you. Here's what I need you to do. Click here and pick 3 to 5 frames that really stand out at you and add them to your in-office try-on.
And how would you know I'm having an appointment? I'm assuming you perhaps have some EHR integrations that look at the schedule?
Yep, absolutely. So again, this is a tool for your optical staff. Obviously, ODs and business owners love the increased capture rate and time saved, but it's really a tool at the end of the day that's going to empower your staff. So again, those patients sitting at home watching Netflix, they get this email and they're like, okay, so now I'm going to sit on my couch. I'm going to browse through some inventory. Again, they're starting to begin that buying journey with your inventory. They're adding a few to their in-office try-on.
They could filter down by brand, by color, by shape, perhaps?
Yep. Just like any other e-commerce platform that you would look at, right? Whether you're online at Nike.com or, you know, Nordstrom's, filter by, you know, any different kind of category that you would like.
Yeah. I mean, when I shop online, I instantly go to smaller, medium, and then I go to slim fit beyond that. And then I maybe select the color that I'm trying to buy. Like, that's how people want to shop. And that's how they shop in our opticals. They tell us, I want round and I want red.
Right. But like, okay, that's really amazing that you just said that. So think about that. Think about how powerful that one statement is, or that one snapshot into what that patient is looking for. Imagine if your optical staff had that before that patient even walked in the door, right? So now that patient walks in the door, they see on this extremely simple dashboard, oh, look, Perry pre-shopped. Here are three frames that really stood out to him.
So the office would get email notifications showing like exact models and pictures of the frames that I want, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we could either send notifications, or they can look at the dashboard. I mean, we make this thing as simple as possible. Our practices really end up coming back to our customer success team and say, how do we get more patients to be optifies? They call them optifies because when they come in already starting that retail experience, already starting in that buying journey.
Do you ever wish that you could get patients to fill out information ahead of time? Get the insurance information, their address, medication history, allergies, insurance cards, the actual picture of the insurance card, get that uploaded back into the EHR, into the exact slot that you would normally scan it in. The good news is, new company, and I'm helping co-found it. It's called OptiExpress, and we're actually specializing in patient intake forms. You may use Weave, SolutionReach, Intake Queue, JotForm, and a lot of them produce just PDFs, or they only input a certain, you know, fields back into your EHR. We are the only software solution to do patient intake forms 100% custom and for a very, very reasonable price, starting at $60 and going up to $150 if you want ultra customized. Now, being the co-founder, if you go to the link in the show notes, you'll actually get to schedule an appointment with me over Zoom, and I'll walk you through how amazing this product is and how much time it can save your front desk. You don't realize it, but you probably pay your receptionist $5,000 to $15,000 a year just to do typing. They're sitting there typing, you're paying them to type, when the robots of my software at OptiExpress can do it for you and can do it more accurately. Oh gosh, I want to save you time, so I look forward to seeing each one of you on a demo so I can improve your front desk patient intake process.
They're just more likely to purchase, and they save, this is the big thing, they save 10 to 15 minutes per patient, because when they come out of that exam, now your staff can say, hey, Perry, I went ahead and pulled those, you know, frames that you selected. I've added a few others. Let's go ahead and take a seat and see what works best for you. This now feels like, you know, I went to the Nordstrom's dress shop. I'm holding a few dresses for a wedding I have to go to. The guy or gal come along and they say, oh, those look great. Let me add a few others. Go ahead and try them on. This is where we see that, you know, jump in capture rate, because now you're there.
Yeah. And I haven't shopped at a mall in a long time, and I absolutely dread malls. But when I was in high school, you're older than me, Jen, but I'm sure did you ever go to the Buckle?
No, you know, if we're going to kick it all the way back to high school, I was more of like a Wet Seal and Anchor Blue gal. So anyone that's listening, like that'll kind of date me there, but
yeah. What about Aeropostale? Is that more my time?
Yeah, American Eagle. Yeah. We're all kind of like towards the end of my
app. Right. Well, anyways, I'd go to the Buckle, you know, one of these mall stores that are just crazy overpriced. And you even feel bad bringing your parents in there because they're buying you these like crazy crap clothes that are expensive. But what they would do is you're in the dressing room, they'd fling over the dressing room door, like extra jeans or t-shirts that you should try on. And so I kind of consider this like Optify. Yes, I selected my original two pairs of jeans or glasses that I want to try on, but now the optician is going to make some extra recommendations now that I have feedback on kind of what they like.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, imagine if you're an optician and you walk out, you see on this dashboard three frames. Now immediately you know, oh, I can tell their price point. Maybe it's a lot higher than I thought it was.
Oh, totally.
Colors, styles.
That's a great point. Like someone may have knowingly picked out a $600 frame. And if they picked it out online, the price is literally right there. Like they know what they're getting into. So you automatically have that intelligence to know, hey, they are probably a heavy spender.
Right. It just gives you so much more of a personalized experience, right? Also, still kind of hanging off the, you know, the pandemic here. People may not feel comfortable taking a lap around, trying a bunch of things on their face, you know, circling back to the thing that they probably started with, or, you know, kick it honest, Perry. Maybe they come out and they're like, I don't want to touch anything. I don't want to be here longer than I need to be. Or the old school, I got to get back to the office. I got to go pick up the kids from school walkouts, right? So again, that pre-shop is super powerful, but let's say they just walk straight out, take that prescription, walk out. Average capture rate in the industry is like 30 or 40%. So that means more than half the people are walking out. Now, if you're listening to this, I have heard practices say we have 70, 80% capture rate. That's awesome. But even 30% of the people that walk out of your practice, what happens when they walk out? Does someone call them to say, hey, Perry, it was great to see you yesterday. What's a good day to come back in? Or here's where you can shop online, right?
Well, even for the walkouts, okay, so yeah, perhaps e-commerce can help you capture an additional 10 on top of that 70. That's fantastic. But even on that 70% that you say are buying from you, how many of those 70% are buying second pairs or third pairs? It's likely that second and third pair they buy is on a different e-commerce website.
100%. Once they walk out that door, Perry, you're now competing for attention. And that's a huge gap there. There's not a lot that goes out to patients once they walk out that door. Maybe a happy birthday message, maybe, hey, it's time for your annual exam. But there's nothing that supports, again, that retail business model where you've gotten them to walk in your door. Now you're just going to keep their attention, right? We kind of use this example as like your practice is a castle. You worked really hard to build up, you know, the walls of that castle and keep it strong and keep those patients, you know, coming in with you. You've built that know, like, and trust with them as their medical professional. Now we just put a defensible moat around your practice and make sure that your patients continually buy from you. Yeah, second pair. I mean, 3 weeks later, now they're going to get an email saying, hey, how's that frame? We're super excited and we hope you love your frame. How about, you know, 30, 40, 50% off your second pair? Again, what the practice decides to offer. So very similar to any other business that holds inventory where they're just going to keep, you know, your attention. I think I get probably like 10 emails a day from Old Navy, right, Perry? But that's what they have to do because I don't have a personal relationship with anyone in that company.
Oh my God, you're right. I never thought about it like that. Like literally Target, I never go to Target. It's great stuff. I just don't go there. They email me every freaking day. I'm like, you can email me every day for a year. I'm not going to open your email and I'm not going to go there because yeah, I don't have a relationship with you.
But if your medical professional sent you an email, you'd open it.
When my chiropractor opens, when he sends me an email, and I know it's a robo email, I open it just because I'm like, ah, I like Roger. He's a good dude. I'm going to see what he's got going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why, you know, not coming from this industry and coming from other industries where you got to spend a good chunk of marketing dollars to capture attention. You know, over here at Optify, when we look at our dashboards of the average open rates for these emails, it is mind-boggling, Perry, because no one gets these kinds of open rates from emails.
Oh yeah, and I'll tell you, my open rates just with my entrepreneur community, guys, please open my freaking emails. I'm trying to educate you here. I'm trying to sell you stuff too. I mean, my open rates could be anywhere from 15% to 25% on average. You guys are what, 50, 60 maybe?
Yeah. I mean, we have a practice, one of our really, she was an early adopter, Dr. Laura Sorensen out there in Cedar Park, Texas, and has 70, 80% open rates. Because again, this is your medical professional and you have that relationship. And once they walk out the door, you have the ability to keep their attention if you do it timely. So that's why these marketing flows that come with Optify, they're not overbearing. They're what, you know, our company likes to say is respectful of their inbox, because you don't have to have a marketing team. You don't have to grow your staff. And we know these days it's hard right now. I mean, everyone's having a hard time hiring. And this is a tool. Imagine to every one of your opticians or your one or two opticians save 10 to 15 minutes per patient. Like, what does that time back to them mean in this day and age? pretty awesome.
And I will say every practice, well, many of us are very busy in practices, but we all have time we toot around. And that could just be at the water cooler. That could be, I don't know, putting away frames, anything. So like e-commerce, it's not like Santa, you got to be Santa Claus in the back, packing packages up, shipping them out. That we are not high volume practices. We're most of us are quality focused in eye care, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's that combination of running a medical practice and a retail business, right? And so amazing tools back there for the medical experience. I mean, amazing medical professionals that, you know, I meet in this industry. We're just trying to support that business side of your practice. We're trying to unlock those patients' relationships that you know and your staff knows and their kids' names and, you know, supporting their local baseball team. We want all of that to be able to grow your revenue, to unlock those relationships. Because again, like, you know, I'll circle back around here, Perry, you're sitting on that patient data and it's so easy to unlock and keep those patients buying from you with simple tools like Optify.
Yeah, you nailed it. So Jen, I know my father signed up. We were like one of the first accounts, I know, probably 18 months ago. And, you know, onboarding was easy then. I know it's way easier now. And I also think something you guys do really well is the white label customization. You know, you're not putting Powered by Shopify on there or anything. It's literally your logo, your brand, your color scheme to the website. So it feels like a very cohesive experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, onboarding is, you know, something we 100% understand that no one's optical staff is raising their hand to ask for more projects right now. So, I mean, this is the simplest onboarding you can imagine. It takes us, you know, a 5-minute call to get that inventory list and pricing. We connect with your website. So a quick little call with a webmaster of, you know, connecting that subdomain. We sit adjacent to the website so we don't overtake anything you've already built. Brand it with everything, get those marketing flows branded. Nothing ever says Optify or coming from Optify. It takes us about 3-4 weeks to build out this entire, you know, e-commerce platform for your practice. We sit with staff for about 45 minutes to show them the dashboard. Usually the staff will be like, oh, we get it. Here's where they pre-shopped. Here's where they requested a price quote. This is a simple tool. And again, most of the staff that we talk to, once they're onboarded with our amazing client success team over there in Solana Beach, California, is how do we get more patients to pre-shop? How do we get more Optifies walking into our practice?
I got to mention this because this is just a sore spot for me. There's a lot of bogus software out there in the healthcare world. Just everyone's on this, the whole tech community is out there. Let's develop software. Let's sell it to doctors. But software has to do one of two things. It either has to save time or it has to create money. And you guys do both. And so when you're analyzing software purchases, you need to be thinking about that. And what's cool about Optify is you guys actually can quantify. We sent this patient a text and an email, and that resulted in a sale in your office. So you were able to track literally from the first text message down to the sale in the office and show practices that this, you did make $8,000 more this month because of this communication.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely want to be able to show back that ROI. You know, if you think about technology and the industry in general, they're a great group of us. I've made some really great friends again with, you know, Esty and Brett at Sunbit, Steve at Anagram, and you. And I think we're all just trying to really have the practices identify what are some technologies I can implement. You know, Dr. Rue and Jen that, you know, are over there at Dr. Contact Lens too. What are some easy technologies that I can implement in my business that are just going to really bring that revenue up, really modernize my practice? Because again, none of these things are new in a sense outside of the optical industry, right? So that's where we're really trying to focus on is just keeping it super, super simple. So you're right, we increase capture rate, we save time per patient, we modernize the practice. But I think the biggest thing that we really, if we're going to simplify it into one sentence, is the ROR that we bring to your practice. And that's the return on the relationship.
I love that term. So yeah. Cute.
Well, I'll tell Wes that you said that because that's a Wes's cute term.
That sounds like a marriage thing. Like, yeah, we went to Hawaii and we got a lot of ROR out of that.
I mean, I got to tell you, Perry, I have a great friend here, Leah Sasbo with Rudy Project, a frame. And I met her. I'm actually based in Salt Lake City. I met her And she was like, why don't you just come on a ride along with me? And I was like, okay, cool. And I actually spent a few days with her going into practices, listening to, you know, what the staff is saying, listening to the workflow, watching the workflow. I mean, amazingly, Optify doesn't mess with their workflow at all. If anything, it makes it more efficient with that pre-shop. But I really put my ear to the ground to like listen to the industry and what is happening there. And the biggest thing I wanted to just like hug these ODs and say, like, you've done such a great job of building relationships in this community. Like, people walk in the door and they know their kids' names and they know what school they go to and they know that they just went on vacation and that's why they're there, because they like drop their glasses off the boat or whatever. Right. So it's just, to me, coming from marketing, coming from like digital growth strategies outside of the optical industry, I don't want to say like no brainer, but I want to say like just a really powerful tool to be able to have those existing relationships in your practice. And then with a simple tool, be able to unlock those relationships for that revenue. Because I want to tell these ODs, like, you deserve, you know, their purchases. You really, really do. I mean, once they walk out the door, your practice should be the first of the list, if there is a list, right? Maybe it's like Costco or Warby or whatever it may be, but you should be in, you know, those top three choices of where they're going to buy their prescription frames. And if you're not, then it's really because, all the way circling back to that digital age, you're not making it convenient for them to do so.
Yeah. And I think what's really amazing about optometry, and, you know, as you're observing, is, yeah, that personal relationship is truly there. But I think what's even more amazing is, most optometrists, well, I hope most optometrists, many get to the $1 million mark in business. And if you look at most businesses, they never make it to $1 million in revenue. And I don't care if we're talking net, gross, whatever, like, just getting to $1 million is so attainable in optometry, and e-commerce can help you get there or get beyond that. And if you want to compete against private equity and chains and all this stuff, you just have to buy the tech. It's just part of it. It's not an expense, it's an investment into your business. Just like buying health insurance, you're investing in your health and preventing something bad from happening. You know, buying technology for your practice, you're foolproofing it. You're just putting a moat around it, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we really want to be a tool that's just like, yes, this is what I need. Like, you know, optical revenue is huge for my practice. I do want to make sure when my patients leave, I make it convenient and easy for them to be able to continue that buying journey once they walk out my door. You know, I don't want to throw it out there, Perry, but like, in the back of our minds here at Optify, we're like, how can we help you not be the blockbuster story of the industry, right? Like,
yeah. Toys R Us, Blockbuster.
Yeah. Like, staring down the face of, you know, some of these Warby locations and just knowing, like,
I just put out a Facebook post 2 days ago or something, and every journalism topic in optometry on all the major publications say medical is the future of optometry. And I call total bullshit on that. I'm going to say it. Yes, medical is super important in optometry. I'm a -6. I have terrible dry eyes. I'm likely going to have Mactogen one day because my grandma did. And so, yes, I believe medical is, but you cannot ignore the things we have control of. We don't have control over drug prices. We don't have control over a pharmacy taking someone's health insurance for Restasis. We do have control over our retail presence, though, and that's something that we need to take advantage of. Is just, we have the tool, we have to spend the money to, you know, put a plan in place. With that being said, you know, as we're wrapping up here, I just want to make a huge call out to all the gatekeepers out there. And I said this at a Techify event in Vegas. If you're listening to this and you own a practice or you're a front desk or optician, when any technology company calls you, and I know it's so annoying when they call you, just please answer their call and see what they have to say and set up a 15-minute demo. You are doing your practice a disservice by not at least opening your ears to what's out there. And I know this is just, we hate cold calls. I hate them too. When Optify calls or any of these other companies, it's not spam. They're literally trying to help you. You just have to listen.
Yeah. And I mean, Perry, our team here is pretty awesome. I mean, when we're calling practices, it's either because one, someone has recommended their practice. That's a great thing about this industry, I'd say, is that word of mouth spreads quickly. We've had a couple, you know, early adopters here in the industry that's pretty influential, like your father and his practice. And once it kind of gets out, that's when it kind of spreads, like, hey, you should really talk to this person and this person. So when we're calling, we don't just, you know, dial hundreds of calls an hour. What we're looking at is, we're looking at your website. When we go to your website, if I click on anything to show me frames, do you have a Ray-Ban logo there, which then sends me to buy my prescription frames for Ray-Ban? If so, we're giving you a call because you're literally in a digital space. It would be like someone walked in your practice and said, hey, I want to buy some Maui Jims. And you're like, oh, cool. Just go down the street and, you know, walk down over there to Sunglasses Hut. That's literally what you're doing on your digital presence. So like, if we call you, it's really because you've been recommended to us or you're a perfect fit for what we do. And we're just trying to help here and taking 15 minutes to kind of peek at something that literally takes zero to minimal lift to implement it into practice and really ends up being a tool that your staff says, this is a game changer for us. This really helps us, you know, keep the time and optical minimal and effective and increase that, you know, modern experience there.
Wonderful. I love that. Yeah. Bouncing off your website to go to someone else's is just one of the worst things that you could do. And we call that bounce rate. You can actually go to your Google Analytics and look at your bounce rate. And I guarantee you most optometry bounce rates are like 80, 90%. Mostly the bounce rates are high because we go to healthcare websites to get a phone number to call the practice for appointments, or we're trying to book online. And so that's okay, but we can keep people on our website by having fun activities like shopping online.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, Jen, well, thanks so much for being on. What industry were you in before this, by the way?
Great question. I was actually more in like the medical consulting growth strategies for some chains of ERs, a lot of franchises, some publishing. So I come really into this industry knowing some strong growth strategies for companies. We're really into identifying, you know, who is the best fit for what we do. That's a lot of this industry, Perry. Again, the relationships that I've built with you and Esty and Brett at Sunbit and Steve at Anagram and Jen and Bree at Dr. Contact Lens, we all have this, you know, great vibe together under the Techify umbrella as well. And, you know, just evaluating technologies for your practice that are not only modernizing it, but making that patient experience convenient and keeping them connected. Again, the biggest goal there with digital is extremely valuable. So thanks so much for having us, Perry. You can find more information on optifyonline.com. Well, and I'm sure you'll put some links in this podcast as well. Right, Perry?
Yeah, you guys can go to the show notes if you need a 15-minute demo, want to watch testimonial videos, whatever. So anyways, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Perry.
This brings us to the end of another episode of Eyetrepreneur, the podcast for Wizards of Eyes. Go ahead and click over to our website, eyetrepreneur.com, or head over to Facebook to join our special Facebook group, Eyetrepreneur. See you there.